Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hi, Miss Quima?
Yeah.
Hi,
I got
some
lost.
Some
I'm
kind of way the call dropped.
My
That's okay.
Ear. I was like, just telling my husband, I get so annoyed because I do. I cut calls off. I think it's my ear. I'm on the phone and I get
Do you have
really
little chubby? Do you have little chubby cheeks like me?
No.
I'm always pressing mute on people.
Well, when I'm wiggling my head back and forth, you know, I better put it on speaker. Hold on. Okay, you're on speaker. Sorry about that. I have done it a few times. I was talking to Apple earlier. I did it. And it's like, oh, I'm assuming that I'm the one that did that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as we were, thank you for calling me back.
No problem. I just wanted to make sure that you get your cancellation number.
Oh, okay, I do want that, but I also want to make sure that I'm not, that I am refunded those fees. I'm like, if I'm paying $150 for something,
it didn't charge you.
Well, I need that to be uncharged.
It declined it.
Okay, so did it get charged or didn't it get charged?
No, ma'am, it did not.
Okay, good. So I
have
not.
Yeah, those charges declined.
Okay, so nothing actually got charged. So you guys didn't actually get money other than the shipping. I approved the shipping. So I'm not asking for that back. I still have those two little bottles, and once I get done with all my nutritional programs, I'm interested in trying it.
Right. Now, you were charged on August 21st your retail prices for your trials that you did receive.
Right. I got my trial stuff that's sitting there waiting for me to, you know, the things I paid shipping for.
Mm-hmm.
That was trials.
Now, you do have a charge of the $94.90 and $85.90, but that was back at the end of August.
Well, that's what I'm complaining about.
Okay. Now, I can't do anything about that charge there, Ms. Klima. That's your end-of-trial charge that you're paying for the actual trials that you did receive, being that your account didn't get closed.
Well, I think that's really slimy.
Mm-hmm. And even if you went to dispute these two, you couldn't. And I'm just being honest with you on this one.
Well, thank goodness eBay, caught onto it, and you know, when I called them, I said, "Well, what is this place that's charging me? I have no idea."
Because see, they let it go through the first time, and that's probably why they called you this month right here, because they probably saw that you weren't aware of that.
I was definitely not aware of that. 100% aware of that. So now, what do I have to do? Now that was the $94.90.
$94.90 and $85.90. That was posted on August the 21st.
Okay, on August 21st, I had $94.90, but the one that did not go through was $85.90, right?
No, both of those. On August 21st, you have a charge for $94.90 and $85.90. Now,
I actually got charged in August, both of those?
Yes, ma'am. At the end, it was August 21st.
So that's not okay. So how do I get that back? That's not okay. That's not okay. That's not okay. Do I talk to the manager? What do I do? That's not okay.
I could transfer you to a supervisor or a manager. I could transfer you to corporate, but there is no one that can issue a refund for that. That's you paying for your products that you have.
I'll talk to them. No problem. It's not okay with me.
Okay. And I'm actually one of the supervisors, Ms. Klima.
Very good at paying for what I know that I'm getting. And I buy all kinds of stuff. You ask my husband. I'm really good at that. Better than him. Over there laughing. So I really, but I have to know what I'm getting. I have to know what I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm. And what you pay that $94.90 and $85.94 are the products that you have in hand.
Yeah, but that's not okay because I did not pay. I paid shipping. That's what I agreed to pay. And I don't even like to pay shipping. I usually only get shipping.
Now, I can also, Ms. Klima, give you that website back where you placed your order to show you where you missed your terms and conditions.
Well, that's fine. I got it that I do. You know, I didn't see something. So I want to talk to the supervisor and still get them to make good because I don't think.
Well, you're actually speaking to one, Ms. Klima. That's
okay,
why I called you back. I'm trying to be straight out honest with you with your account and what I can do for you on your account. Now, even with these charges, I understand that you don't want these charges, but even if you were to dispute these with your card company, they still would not refund these.
I would send the product back and say, good, have your product back if you don't, you know, I'm not willing to pay $150 or whatever.
Now, we don't have a return policy, Ms. Klima. That's per warehouse discretion, and that is due to health and sanitary purposes. So you are welcome to keep the product that you have. You don't have to worry about sending it back.
That's like $170 thrown down the drain when I don't have any idea I'm doing that. I will never buy one of these free shipping things from anybody again.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Ms. Klima.
So what do I do to get my money back? That's not okay with me. That actually really is not okay with me.
Okay, and the only thing that I could do for you, Ms. Klima, is make sure I got your account closed so that way you're not receiving any future charges or shipments.
Well, that's good. I already closed my credit card because I said, I don't know what I'm being charged, so give me a brand-new card with brand-new numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a card with brand-new numbers being sent to me. So, yes, please do close the account. But I don't agree with paying $170 for something I have zero, you know, I was willing to pay the $6 shipping or whatever it was for shipping, you know what I mean? Oh, well, let's check it out. That could be cool, you know. The reviews sound really cool. Maybe I would have fallen in love with it once I could actually get down to trying it, but I am not up to that. You know, that's, I'm not there. I'm a very honest person. I'm a very straightforward, you know, can speak up when I want to say something. I definitely know how to voice my true things from my heart.
Yes, ma'am.
So what can we do?
The only thing that I can do, Ms. Klima, is what I've already done, and that's make sure your account gets closed.
Well, I appreciate that part, but then if I should talk to corporate, I'll talk to corporate, no problem. I don't think it's okay. I think it's slimy, and I don't agree with anything that's in the direction of slimy. Maybe that's cruel of me to use that word, but I have zero concept that that's happening.
Okay. Well, I'll be glad to go ahead and get you over to another supervisor.
Okay.
So if you'll give me just a moment, if I can get someone on the line for you. Now, we do have high call volume, so it's going to be a little bit of a wait, okay?
Okay, try to put it ahead of some of the stuff because I waited a long time to get this
call.
I can't.
It's going to be on priority only.
And is that the corporate you can give me to?
No, ma'am. I'm going to get you over to a supervisor. Now, corporate, I can give you their information that you can actually email them, and they can give you a call back.
Yeah, if you could give me the corporate phone number so I have that.
I don't have a phone number now. I do have an email.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay, it's going to be support, the at symbol, optimumadvancediet.com.
Well, that was fast. Support at optimum.
Advancediet.com.
Okay, good. All right, so I've got that. So, yeah, go ahead and transfer me to, you know, the boss if you can.
And give me just a second. I'll get you into that queue, okay?
Yeah. Okay, Bob, so I'm going to have to watch more carefully my spending because I would have seen that. You know what I mean? I'm just going to have to not take these things. They sound so cool sometimes. Oh, try this thing with free shipping, you know? And there's usually these fine lines, like she said here. There's a fine line. She goes, well, if you look in the contract, you would have had to have ticked the little box to move forward. If you pick the little box, it says that you'll automatically reoccurring be charged for. I would have been charged again, except eBay got smart to it. You know how you're saying, boy, that's a lot of spending? Well, that was like $94 plus 85. Actually, call it 95 and 86. I'm too bad. Jesus Christ. So I pay 86 and 95. 181. So we paid $181 for two little flying little bottles, which are supposed to be superb diet
Okay, Ms. Klima, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over. And I do want to thank you again for calling customer support. Just hang on the line for me, okay?
Oh, and what was your name, by the way?
My name is Shaney.
Shane, like Chainey?
Shaney.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for your help. But, yeah, that would be appreciated.